was Frank Herzegovina, and I will be talking to you about Silver Reader. That is my application that won third place in the European Silver Light Challenge. So, at the beginning, I would like to express my gratitude to Ineta that helped me to get here to be on this great event. So, I want to say something about me. My name is Radim Pasic, I live in Banja Luka. I'm software developer at Lanaco Computers and Communications. I'm also Ineta and PAS group leader for this region. So, I will be talking to you about Silver Reader. You are probably wondering what is Silver Reader. Silver Reader is similar to the RSS Reader application. I will be showing you some cool classes inside the system.servicemodel.webdll. And I also must mention two guys, Daniel Cazzolino and Delay. I hope I spelled this correct, because I'm using some Discord from Daniel. I'm using a syndication from Matter Factory class, and from Delay I'm using HTML text blocks to display HTML content inside Silverlight. More you can read on these guys' blogs about this syndication from Matter Factory class and this HTML text block. I will not talk much about that. So I must point out in Silverlight 1.1 there aren't many controls in toolbox, so for this project I have made a bunch of custom controls, as you will see now in them. So first I will show you some snake table that I used for this Silver Reader application. That is a very simple table with only title of blogs and URL addresses of RSS feeds. So, and this is what Silver Reader looks like. Okay, on the left side you can see the list of blocks or feeds or whatever. You have on the left side some custom control that looks like a list box. And when you click on some block, on the right side there is a list of titles. Also, when you click on some particular title, there's content display in this HTML text block. That is the text block I was mentioning before from Delay that displays HTML inside Silverlight. So everything here is Silverlight. Okay. I will show now this project. This solution has two projects. First is a web service project, and another is Silverlight project. Inside this web service, there are several methods. One is get feeds, where I use the link to SQL to get feeds from the database and return array of feeds. Another is get posts, that accepts parameter feed URL and returns on the end array of posts. I'm using here some new cool classes inside the new framework for working with RSS. Here you can see I'm using here a syndication feed for Matter, a factory that I was mentioned before from the guy Casolino. And here I iterate to feed items and make array of posts in return. And you can see also this method called getPost that accepts parameter figure and post title and in the end return content of feed. This code is different for RSS and other feeds because they are returning post but differently. And I use this web service to get that information that I need in this server reader application, and I will show you all some custom controls that I've made for this project. I will show you first the control base, that is the main class from which all custom controls are inherited. Here you can see some framework elements, some properties, write property, initialize component method, and we have here a dependency object that we use to find the control on the actual control. And we have object layout that we can override later. And I will show you just one control, this box control. So we have here a list of controls, some canvas, scroll button, that is up button and down button, some properties, and on initialize. We try to find the inner canvas up button and down button, and we are adding for scrolling the event of up button and scrolling the event of down button some methods to handle that events. And on the up button scroll, we increase top property of canvas 4-3, and on down button scroll we decrease top property for 3, and here we have a refresh method that clears all children from canvas and iterates again to a list of controls, and for every control adds again control to the children of inner canvas, so that you can see here when I click on down, top property of canvas is increased or decreased by 3. So now page code behind file. Here we have some methods on page loaded, such as load feeds that loads all feeds from the left side of the application. Here we're using that web service I was showing you before. And for each feed in the web service get feeds array, we create a new feed item and add that feed item to the list box collection of controls. And after we have added all the items, we refresh list box control. So that is in short lines that application that won third place in the European Silverlight Challenge. I hope that was interesting for you to see. Thanks. Is there any questions?
Where are you pulling the feeds from?
I pulled the feeds from database, from table subscription. But later I plan to add some text boxes and buttons on the form to add using link to SQL new subscriptions or edit.
So you're aggregating your own feeds, like you're going out to all the individual sites and pulling them in yourself? I didn't know if you were hitting some like service like NewsGig or anything does that for you.
I'm using this populated table, but I will be add later some text boxes and buttons to add so the customer can add your own feed and update your own feed in this application. But now there aren't that functionality in the application.
Thank you very much.